Part 1. Look at Part 1. Look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
Oh, look! The soccer game is starting.
Yes, some of my friends are playing.
Is that Jim? The boy who's running for the ball?
Yes, he's wearing a red shirt.
Can you see the line? This is an example. Now you listen and draw lines. 1.
Jim's mother is there. She's watching him.
What's her name?
Jill. There she is, the woman with glasses.
Is she wearing a blue coat?
Yes.
Two.
Look at the small boy in the purple hat.
That's John.
His dad's carrying him on his shoulders.
Yes, they always enjoy watching soccer.
Three.
There's Daisy.
Who do you mean?
The girl who's eating a burger.
Is she wearing a scarf?
That's right.
Four.
Is Fred playing today?
Yes, he's wearing a blue shirt with the number 7 on it.
Where is he? I can't see him.
Look, he's kicking the ball now.
Five.
I know the woman in the black coat.
Who is she?
Her name's Jane. She's Fred's aunt. She's shouting something to the boys.
Yes, she's enjoying the game.
Now listen to part one again. One.
Jim's mother is there. She's watching him.
What's her name?
Jill. There she is, the woman with glasses.
Is she wearing a blue coat?
Yes.
Two.
Look at the small boy in the purple hat.
That's John.
His dad's carrying him on his shoulders.
Yes, they always enjoy watching soccer.
Three.
There's Daisy.
Who do you mean?
The girl who's eating a burger.
Is she wearing a scarf?
That's right.
Four.
Is Fred playing today?
Yes, he's wearing a blue shirt with the number 7 on it.
Where is he? I can't see him.
Look, he's kicking the ball now.
Five.
I know the woman in the black coat.
Who is she?
Her name's Jane. She's Fred's aunt. She's shouting something to the boys.
Yes, she's enjoying the game.
That is the end of part one. Part two. Listen and look. There is one example.
Hello. I'd like to help sometimes at the children's zoo. Can I do that?
Yes, that's okay. But I need to ask you some questions first.
Fine.
So, what's your name? Can you spell it for me?
It's Anne Jones. That's J-O-N-E-S.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write. 1.
OK then, Anne. Where do you live?
I live in Field Road.
Right. What number?
Number 17.
17. Right.
Two.
Which days can you help here at the zoo?
Well, I can come on Wednesdays after school or on Sundays.
OK. What about Sunday afternoon, then?
All right. Sunday afternoon is fine for me.
Three.
Which animals would you most like to work with?
That's difficult. I like all kinds of animals.
Well, we need help with the bats and the rabbits.
So can I help with the bats?
Yes, fine.
Four.
Okay. Now, you can work with Mr. Marsh. He can show you what to do.
Okay. I must write his name in my book. How do you spell it?
M-A-R-S-H.
Thank you.
Five.
Last question now, Anne.
Okay.
What's your phone number?
It's 753-694.
753-694. Well, thank you, Anne.
Now listen to part two again. One.
Okay then, Anne. Where do you live?
I live in Field Road.
Right. What number?
Number 17.
17. Right.
Two.
Which days can you help here at the zoo?
Well, I can come on Wednesdays after school or on Sundays.
OK. What about Sunday afternoon, then?
All right. Sunday afternoon is fine for me.
Three.
Which animals would you most like to work with?
That's difficult. I like all kinds of animals.
Well, we need help with the bats and the rabbits.
So can I help with the bats?
Yes, fine.
Four.
Okay. Now, you can work with Mr. Marsh. He can show you what to do.
Okay. I must write his name in my book. How do you spell it?
M-A-R-S-H.
Thank you.
Five.
Last question now, Anne.
Okay.
What's your phone number?
It's 753-694.
753-694. Well, thank you, Anne.
That is the end of part two. Part three. Look at the pictures. What did Paul do last week? Listen and look. There is one example.
Hello, Paul. Did you enjoy your holiday last week?
Yes. Shall I tell you about it?
Yes, please. Which was the best day?
Monday. Dad took me to the cinema. We saw a film about sharks.
Good. We can talk about that in class.
Can you see the line from the word Monday? On Monday, Paul went to the cinema. Now you listen and draw lines. One.
Thursday was a good day.
What did you do then?
My sister and I took our bikes to the forest.
Oh, it was a very hot day on Thursday.
Yes, we bought ice creams and sat under the trees.
Two.
What about Friday? It rained then.
Yes, I didn't go out, but Mum made a great lunch.
What was it?
Fish and chips. That's my favourite.
Three.
On Saturday, I played at home.
Who with?
My sister. She's got a new computer game and I wanted to play it.
What's the name of the game?
Hungry Sharks. It's very exciting.
Four.
Sam came to our house on Wednesday.
Who's Sam?
He's my cousin. We went fishing in the river.
Did you go on your bikes?
No. Mum took us in the car.
Five.
What did you do on Sunday?
I slept all morning.
Did you go out in the afternoon?
No. I looked at maps.
Why?
To find new places to go to on my bike.
Oh, good idea.
Now listen to part three again. One.
Thursday was a good day.
What did you do then?
My sister and I took our bikes to the forest.
Oh, it was a very hot day on Thursday.
Yes, we bought ice creams and sat under the trees.
Two.
What about Friday? It rained then.
Yes, I didn't go out, but Mum made a great lunch.
What was it?
Fish and chips. That's my favourite.
Three.
On Saturday, I played at home.
Who with?
My sister. She's got a new computer game and I wanted to play it.
What's the name of the game?
Hungry Sharks. It's very exciting.
Four.
Sam came to our house on Wednesday.
Who's Sam?
He's my cousin. We went fishing in the river.
Did you go on your bikes?
No. Mum took us in the car.
Five.
What did you do on Sunday?
I slept all morning.
Did you go out in the afternoon?
No. I looked at maps.
Why?
To find new places to go to on my bike.
Oh, good idea.
That is the end of part three. Part four. Look at the pictures. Listen and look. There is one example. What did Fred do at school today?
Hello, Fred. What did you do at school today?
Well, we had an English lesson.
What did you learn?
We all wrote stories.
Oh, that was good.
Well, it was okay. I wanted to do sport or drawing.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. One. What's Sue doing?
Quick, Sue!
What's the matter, Dad?
I have to go to work and you have to go to school. Have you got your shoes on?
No, I'm cleaning them. They got dirty in the rain yesterday.
Can you go to school on the bus then? I have to go now.
Okay.
Two. What's for supper?
What's for supper, Dad?
Oh, I don't know. What about tomato soup and bread?
No, I'm very hungry.
Well, is pasta with cheese okay?
Yes, please. And is there any fruit or ice cream?
There's no ice cream, but you can have an orange or a banana.
3. Which toothbrush is Ben's?
Mum, where's my toothbrush?
Oh, I bought some new ones today. Here they are.
Can I have this red one?
No, Ben, that's Dad's. And the blue one is mine.
OK, mine's the purple one then.
4. What did John buy at the shops?
What did you buy at the shops today, John?
Well, I wanted to buy a sweater or a jacket for the cold weather.
And did you get one?
No. But I bought this new CD.
Great! But you can't wear that in cold weather.
Yeah.
5. Which film did Kim see on Tuesday?
Hello, Kim. Would you like to go to the cinema tonight?
What film can we see?
There's The River Pirates.
Oh, I saw that on Tuesday. It wasn't very good.
Well, there's Jane in the Jungle.
No, I don't like that kind of film. What about My Island Home? That's a good film. My brother saw it last week.
Now listen to part 4 again. 1. What's Sue doing?
Quick, Sue!
What's the matter, Dad?
I have to go to work and you have to go to school. Have you got your shoes on?
No, I'm cleaning them. They got dirty in the rain yesterday.
Can you go to school on the bus then? I have to go now.
Okay.
2. What's for supper?
What's for supper, Dad?
Oh, I don't know. What about tomato soup and bread?
No, I'm very hungry.
Well, is pasta with cheese okay?
Yes, please. And is there any fruit or ice cream?
There's no ice cream, but you can have an orange or a banana.
3. Which toothbrush is Ben's?
Mum, where's my toothbrush?
Oh, I bought some new ones today. Here they are.
Can I have this red one?
No, Ben, that's Dad's. And the blue one is mine.
OK, mine's the purple one then.
4. What did John buy at the shops?
What did you buy at the shops today, John?
Well, I wanted to buy a sweater or a jacket for the cold weather.
And did you get one?
No. But I bought this new CD.
Great! But you can't wear that in cold weather.
Yeah.
5. Which film did Kim see on Tuesday?
Hello, Kim. Would you like to go to the cinema tonight?
What film can we see?
There's The River Pirates.
Oh, I saw that on Tuesday. It wasn't very good.
Well, there's Jane in the Jungle.
No, I don't like that kind of film. What about My Island Home? That's a good film. My brother saw it last week.
That is the end of part 4. Part 5. Look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
Hello. Would you like to colour this picture?
Yes, please.
OK. What would you like to do first?
Can I colour one of the fish in the lake? This one. Here, the biggest one.
Yes, all right. Colour the biggest fish in the lake.
Right. I'm colouring it orange.
Can you see the orange fish? This is an example. Now you listen and colour and draw. 1.
Now find the waterfall in the picture.
Which one? There are three.
The waterfall which is next to the lake.
Next to the lake. Right. I can see it.
Good. Now colour it green.
What now?
Well, there are some mountains in the picture.
Yes, they've all got snow on their tops.
That's right. Now, look at the one there. The sun is going behind it.
The sun is going behind it. This one?
That's right. Now, can you colour that mountain purple?
Yes, that's good.
Three.
Now find the village.
Okay, here it is by the lake.
There's one house which isn't in the village. It's above it, in the forest.
Okay, can I colour the house in the forest now?
Yes. What colour would you like?
Red, please. I love that colour.
Great.
Four.
What can I do now?
Find the boy who's fishing.
Yes, I can see him. He's sitting on a rock by the lake and he's wearing a big hat.
That's right. Well, colour his hat yellow.
Okay.
Five.
Would you like to draw something now?
Yes, please. But what?
Well, you see the round box next to the boy who's fishing?
Yes.
Draw a square box next to the round one.
Okay, I'm drawing it. Are there sandwiches inside that box?
There were, but the boys were hungry and they ate them all.
To part five again. 1.
Now find the waterfall in the picture.
Which one? There are three.
The waterfall which is next to the lake.
Next to the lake. Right. I can see it.
Good. Now colour it green.
What now?
Well, there are some mountains in the picture.
Yes, they've all got snow on their tops.
That's right. Now, look at the one there. The sun is going behind it.
The sun is going behind it. This one?
That's right. Now, can you colour that mountain purple?
Yes, that's good.
Three.
Now find the village.
Okay, here it is by the lake.
There's one house which isn't in the village. It's above it, in the forest.
Okay. Can I colour the house in the forest now?
Yes. What colour would you like?
Red, please. I love that colour.
Great.
Four.
What can I do now?
Find the boy who's fishing.
Yes, I can see him. He's sitting on a rock by the lake, and he's wearing a big hat.
That's right. Well, colour his hat yellow.
Okay.
Five.
Would you like to draw something now?
Yes, please. But what?
Well, you see the round box next to the boy who's fishing?
Yes.
Draw a square box next to the round one.
Okay, I'm drawing it. Are there sandwiches inside that box?
There were, but the boys were hungry and they ate them all.
That is the end of the Movers practice listening test.